This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. College students across the country continue to hold pro-Palestinian protests. Students have taken over a building at Columbia University in New York. In Texas, more than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators have been arrested at one of the state's largest public universities. NPR's Sergio Martinez-Beltran has more from the University of Texas at Austin.
So what's happening at the University of Texas at Austin is very, very similar to what's happening in campuses across the country. Pro-Palestinian activists, most of them students, have been demonstrating against the Israel-Hamas conflict and the over 34,000 deaths of Palestinians in Gaza. Students have been calling for their universities to divest from businesses manufacturing weapons for Israel. And, you know, in Austin, students started their protest on Wednesday. And yesterday, things got really tense. A group of activists erected a few tents, and that led to mass arrests. Students tried to block the vans transporting the arrestees, and police responded by deploying some chemical sprays and even flashbangs. And let me tell you, that didn't deter students.
NPR's Sergio Martinez-Beltran. The United Nations top court is opting not to implement emergency measures limiting German military aid for Israel. As NPR's Rob Schmitz reports, Nicaragua has filed charges in the court that Germany's arms sales to Israel were enabling genocide.
The UN's International Court of Justice ruled it would not implement emergency measures to stop Germany from providing weapons to Israel's military for its conflict with Hamas in Gaza. Nicaragua had brought the charges, claiming Germany's actions breached the 1948 Genocide Convention by allowing violations of international humanitarian law in Gaza. Nicaragua's broader case is likely to take far longer, but Tuesday's ruling means the court saw sufficient imperative to try to intervene after a preliminary hearing. The head of Germany's legal team says Nicaragua's claims have no basis in fact or law. Rob Schmitz, NPR News. Berlin.
Eight newspapers are suing OpenAI and Microsoft for copyright infringement. NPR's Bobby Allen reports on the latest legal battle facing the creator of ChatGPT and its biggest backer.
The New York Daily News, Chicago Tribune, Denver Post, and four other newspapers claim in a new lawsuit that OpenAI's hit chatbot illegally replicated copyrighted work. All of the newspapers are owned by Alden Global Capital. This challenge joins a separate lawsuit filed by the New York Times, also alleging copyright infringement. The case has set up a high-stakes battle over whether OpenAI broke the law by feeding ChatGPT millions of copyrighted stories without permission or payment, or if the company is covered by what's known as fair use law. Some other publishers, such as the Financial Times and the Associated Press, are taking a less combative approach and have struck licensing deals with the AI firm. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Stocks closed sharply lower today. The Dow fell 570 points. The Nasdaq was down 325 points. This is NPR. Police in North Carolina say they are still trying to determine the events that led up to an ambush in suburban Charlotte that left four officers dead, four others wounded, and the suspect dead as well. Police say a task force made up of state, federal, and local officers was trying to arrest the suspect, Terry Clark Hughes Jr., for weapons violations. The officers were fired upon from an upstairs position inside the home. NASA says the iconic Hubble Space Telescope has resumed its science operations after being offline for about a week. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports the telescope suffered a familiar glitch.
On April 23rd, Hubble put itself into safe mode after it got faulty readings from one of its three gyroscopes. These are part of the system that points the telescope in the right direction so that astronomers can see what they want to see. This isn't the first time that this gyro has acted dodgy. Its antics put the telescope in safe mode for a while late last year as well. After troubleshooting the problem, NASA now says all three gyros are back in action and science observations are back on track. Hubble has been in orbit since 1990 and has been a mainstay of astronomy for over 30 years. NASA says the telescope in overall is in good health and its science instruments remain stable. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Borrowers hoping to qualify for federal student loan cancellation or credit towards cancellation may be required to consolidate some types of student loans. The Education Department says the deadline for that action is today as it prepares to conduct a one-time adjustment this summer. Once consolidated, instead of multiple payments each month, borrowers would have just one. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas. Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.